stolen. Hi, everyone.
Hey!
Welcome to the
Misfit First.
Back. Just do it with hummings.
I'm Ham.
Hamden.
Maria Gloria.
Yes.
Your makeup was good today. I like the past 2 days you've put like a... That's better. Put like a decoration right here.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
How was Jeffree Star's makeup?
It was really good.
It's that new good good came out
it's
today,
that,
right?
It's that jaw-dropping, jawbreaker collection. It was really good. It was really good. I really liked it.
What else super awesome, amazing happened to you today? Just anything at all?
Yeah.
Maybe?
So...
Since we're on the topic.
I went through the Starbucks line, and the guy in front of me paid for my drink. So.
No, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, and so I paid for the person behind me.
Oh, that sucks. But, it's like, whoa, you lost money.
No, but the thing is, I was trying to do a good deed, right?
Brain is true colors show.
I was like, oh, let's keep this positive train going, because the person in front of me paid for mine, which was like $3 because I just got a note meal.
Guy behind you's like, sucker.
And the guy behind me, because I was like, here, just, I gave her a 20, and I was like, you know, this is for the person behind me. And she goes, their total was $33.64, and I was like, who the fuck?
Wait, so were you stuck in it that you had to pay?
And I was like, no, yeah, it's fine. Handed her another 20.
And let her keep it?
Yeah.
Actually, hold on.
And then I was
they
like,
they just ordered another $37.
Yeah. So that was.
And they asked you to Venmo me $60.
Yeah.
They ordered $60 in cash.
And then I was like, you know what? I put myself in this situation. You know what? This is my fault. I was like, keep the change. It's fine. I don't need to make a car payment this month. It's
Thanks.
Cool.
There's
it's
literally
fine.
No change.
And then
keep.
Jeffree Star tweeted me back. So
no, go back to the Starbucks thing.
What?
Was it that guy?
Huh?
At Starbucks?
Like, what was good about Starbucks?
What was good about the Starbucks?
Mm-hmm. Was it the really nice guy at the window?
No, it was.
Babe, we don't care. Jeffree Star tweeted you today.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
What?
I thought you guys were really intrigued.
Did he
we don't
you, like,
care.
10:44, right?
Yeah, he tweeted.
And at 10:45, you.
I tweeted back.
That's what I was. Yep.
I tweeted back. I didn't really know what to say. Cam had a really good idea, but that was after the fact.
What was the idea?
Oh, Cam was like, you should tweet him back and tweet him a link with your recent Jeffree Star video. And I was like, that's a good idea, Cam. Good thinking.
Didn't do it. You called him a B word.
Yeah.
No, but like with a bunch of eyes. So.
Bitch.
I love you. Because his only response to me was, love you. And I was like, bitch, I love you.
Thanks.
You're playing it cool.
Jeffree?
No, that's, I'm just playing it me.
I was telling Brandon in the hallway, it reminds me of, I don't know if you ever looked at Tom Segura, stand comedian?
Dookie Shoes.
Yeah.
He has this bit where he talks about his buddy went to a ball game and asked this, you know, huge, terrifying football player to sign his basketball and just couldn't, or sorry, sign his ball and just couldn't catch a hit.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, huh? He's like, I got this football. You play it. It'd be really cool. My dad likes your shit. If you just sign this football. He goes, your dad likes me? He goes, yeah. He goes, tell him, motherfucker. Thank you. The same, I imagine you saying the exact same, like, bitch, I love you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You had a really good idea, Cam, but then I was like, I'm not going to double tweet him. Like, that's,
yeah.
You know
you
what I mean?
You want to seem thirsty, yeah.
Yeah,
just keep,
I don't want to seem thirsty
as
a pilot.
He's obviously watching.
I mean, it was cool. It was cool to get noticed, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's a tweet, you know?
And no. It's from...
Jeffree Star, you know.
It's from
Jeffree Star.
It's from Jeffree
Estrella. It's not just eight characters, okay? It's eight characters from Jeffree Star.
It was pretty cool. I mean, I liked it. It was a cool moment.
Oh, you're over it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of ruined date night. Now I can't live up to it.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's like there's no life in the eyes.
Sorry, babe.
No, I'm sorry.
How many subscribers does Jeffree Star have?
Like 14.
15 million.
15 million, yeah.
Oh, I was going to make up. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Brandon.
You just dug me deeper than I dug myself.
I'm so sorry.
Grab a shovel.
That's so awkward.
Hi, welcome back to where we...
I'm Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Hey, guys, do you like Anchor?
Oh my gosh, so much so.
Oh my god, I know what Anchor is, but if you could explain to me what Anchor is, that'd
money
be awesome.
For us.
Awesome.
Just a well of money.
I just, fountain of, wow.
I need money because that Starbucks emptied me out.
Oh, money. Got it. Okay.
Not poop.
Diarrhea jokes. Well, I bought a PlayStation 4.
I was literally just about to say that.
Go ahead, Cam.
Okay.
I'll take it back. I was with him to play it.
Brandon bought a PlayStation. I'm Ham.
I was just about to say.
All right. I'll take it back.
I just bought a PlayStation 4. I'm doing the eyebrow thing for those who are just listening.
I'm doing finger guns.
Pew pew. I lost the barrel. Pew pew.
So excited. Oh, geez. I'm so excited to start playing video games and like making people watch us play video games. Because we'll go on live like, oh my god, like Brandon's going to talk to us or Cam's going to talk to us. And it'll just be, nope, us just straight up playing video games.
Wrecking children.
Just screaming.
Our plan is to go live. Mm-hmm. While playing like Call of Duty or something. Mm-hmm. And then just like look at the chat and whatnot, chit chat with the people. Mm-hmm. But they just watch us play Call of Duty.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh god.
And then react as we do, which will be very violent.
Put it live on YouTube.
So Facebook Live is gonna be the girlfriend that just sits and watches her boyfriend play video games.
Yeah! 100%. I never thought of it like that, Jeffrey. But yes, 100%.
Yeah, thanks, Jeffrey.
You are welcome, Jeffrey.
Hmm.
How are you doing today, Jeffrey?
Good, thank you.
I thought you'd never notice, Jeffrey.
Oh my god, I've been sitting here like, well, about that time.
I've been pretty Jeffrey today, so.
Oh yeah, you're Jeffreyed up.
Yeah.
I bought a Jeffrey.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm trying to save my Jeffrey, so I can't.
In other news, I stayed up all Jeffrey.
Really? Because you hung out. Because you hung out with your Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
And he was editing his gigantic Jeffrey.
Massive Jeffrey. Oh my gosh.
But it was a really good Jeffrey.
Do you think so?
Yeah,
I was, I hope I was so. Jeffrey the whole time.
Yeah.
It better be for 7 hours of Jeffrey, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't get any Jeffrey.
No.
But you put in a lot of Jeffrey.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I'm in that beginning stage of my Jeffrey where this is where you need to put in the Jeffrey.
Yeah.
In order to get more Jeffrey.
You know what they say? How do you get to Jeffrey, y'all?
Jeffrey.
One Jeffrey
at a time.
If anyone has any idea what we were talking about, put it in the comments. I want to see how close you can get. I'm dead serious.
I'll send someone a $10 gift card if you're spot on.
Yeah,
if,
or at least close, like even ballpark.
Yeah, it's not about the Jeffrey, Cam, at the end of the day.
It's about the Jeffrey.
It's about the Jeffrey.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we made it pretty Jeffrey for them to Jeffrey it out.
Yeah. We Jeffreyed it out for them.
Jeffrey.
Welcome back to Jeffrey, the Jeffrey and Jeffreyverse.
The podcast, the anchor segment comes on. It's just Jeffrey anchor.
Anchor.fm app. Jeffrey. But yeah. PlayStation, Jeffrey, big day. Day night. We're going to watch Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, the new one?
The new one.
Oof. I hope it's okay.
I haven't heard anything from it.
I haven't heard anything.
It's been out.
All I heard was what I saw with my eyeballs.
You watched it?
No. The first leaked footage of the real life, what's not real life?
Live action.
Live action Aladdin was the Heenie.
The Heenie?
Was Will Smith as the Heenie.
What's a Heenie? Oh, okay. Got it.
The Jeffrey.
I don't know what a heenie is, coming from a white man.
It's a genie.
Cam got it.
I'm sorry.
El genie. Yeah. El Will Smith is el genie.
So Will Smith was playing the genie, and it's just a picture of him looking. It's just him just doing this. And it's like the picture that they kind of released, in a sense, and it was just terrifying. It just looks so bad.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, he looks scary. I bet I can find it.
Well.
I don't want to ruin this for you, but at the same time, I don't want you to go in there unarmed.
Unheffried.
I'm afraid to go in armed.
Please nobody go in
gun
armed.
Gun joke.
Yeah,
please,
I thought
nobody
so.
Nobody go in armed.
I was hoping you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to watch us play video games, let us know. Also, we're trying to set up a Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can see both.
God, I'm going to try my best when you guys leave to figure Twitch out.
Figure it out, because I need a computer. This is what I know. Maybe people know. Maybe y'all know about it and you can help us. Ugh. That looks like my dad. Blue? Will Smith blue? Looks like my father.
White.
White.
I don't like this. Type in Will Smith genie blue. If you haven't seen Aladdin, just but and make sure you're waffle. Sitting down and you have a fresh pair of pants nearby. It's really uncomfortable. Am I wrong? Does it make you really uncomfortable?
Nah, it's gonna be an awkward movie for sure.
I heavily dislike it. I'm sure once you hear Will Smith's voice, everything's soothed and it's fine, but just the image, dude.
I already know how he's gonna
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
In an enchanted little lamp where born and raised, spent a couple thousand years never getting played, gotta come out and give people some wishes. They came to me and I was like, listen here, you
bitches.
Whoa!
If I cursed, I'd be so funny.
Jesus.
Got you, babe.
Thanks, I mean, your raps would be really good.
Thanks. That was straight off the dome piece.
The dome piece.
Right, Jeffrey?
You already have the lingo down and everything, dude.
I was going to say head, but just saying head, people could get an idea of something else. It was just off the top of my head.
Ah.
See, you didn't go to rap.
People say
either.
That all the time, though.
Not talking about rap.
Yeah, they do. They say, shoot, I was getting some dome.
Not when they're rapping. That doesn't mean you were coming up with raps off the top of your head. Getting dome?
Yeah,
sounds, yeah. That's not what that means. That's what I'm saying. People, I've heard that in rap songs. I'd be like, I was getting some dome.
It does sound super square. It's like if you were doing rap battle, it was like, that was all improv. I just improv'd all that. It's your boy.
It's your boy.
It's your boy comeuppance.
It's your boy comeuppance. Don't forget to like, subscribe, fire.
Yeah, you should always say I don't get any biddies.
You like the character, right?
I love it.
It's fun. I like the character.
I understood.
I don't get no biddies. It's darn insensitive.
It's super insensitive.
The bit is good. The bit is good. It's just an absolute little...
Yeah.
Little stupid dickhead we all knew in high school who was just all about getting biddies, but he's woke as all hell.
Yeah. Stay woke, my friends.
Stay woke. Hey, just stay woke, my pal.
Triggered.
I say we do a podcast where we all come in as a character.
Absolutely. I pick young comeuppance dibs.
Done.
I'm always just going to be Ginger.
Always ready.
It's my go-to. I could do an hour Ginger. Solid.
The
rude.
The outcry of the small amount of public that did see my young comeuppance video wants him and Ginger to get together and do a video together. Do you see this?
Oh, that'd be awkward.
It was a lot of, would it be?
Yeah.
Because I've seen how, because Ginger's a little bit dick, right?
Very.
Right. And Young Comeuppance is just a little player who just kind of wants to find a beaties, but he's non-confrontational.
Yeah, and I'm very passive-aggressive.
Right, but so Young Comeuppance won't pick up on it.
I think it'd be good. Him or Hans. Hans would destroy Ginger. Destroy. It'd be a bad mix-up.
It would be a bad, yeah, we wouldn't want to pair
it'd be
together.
Bullying.
It'd be bullying, and like, there'd be some weird sexual vibes for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's Hans's trump card is like, if you're being a little prick to me, I can always threaten to have sex with you.
Yep. How did that video go? That was a popular video.
I know. It's at like 25,000.
Everybody liked it.
I liked it.
I thought it was pretty solid for improv. There were some lines in there that I was like, so good.
Name one.
I'm trying to think of them.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly your mind escapes you, huh?
Oh. She's been dead for a while. Thank you for asking.
That was a really good one.
That was solid.
We broke so hard right after that.
Yeah, we did.
I was like, the timing of your response was perfect.
Great, she's dead. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks for asking. Now close it. It was good. Good video.
I liked the water sprays. That was my favorite part.
Oh, when I was like, salty.
Yeah. I was such a good girlfriend. I was like, I bet you were. And she's like, I just used to do so much. And I squared right at the exact time, not thinking. And she goes, yep, just like stuff like that. Just like totally. That. It was just like so quick. It was amazing.
A lot of people in the comments were like, wait, did her boyfriend really break up with her? And I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
We can't say anything.
I know, right?
No. For his birthday, Autumn wanted to get him these really pretty purple balloons, but they said it's a girl. And I was like, that'd be so funny. But even as a joke, because I knew we were going to decorate with them. And I was like, if somebody sees that, I'm going to be pregnant immediately.
I say, I know you'd get so much backlash, but how fun would it be for 2.5 years just keep promoting that we're pregnant?
Oh my
Straight
God.
2 years.
Wow.
27 months.
Who are you saying this to? Me or Maria?
Us
you
two. Just like, just,
dude, we're pregnant. So funny.
Oh yeah, we're pregnant.
And just keep going. They're like, do you have a date? Like, we don't want to know.
We don't want to know.
We don't want to know.
Oh no.
9 months from 7 months ago.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I got the worst backlash on April Fool's Day on my Instagram because I posted a picture and then I literally said, oh yeah, and I'm pregnant or whatever, because it was April Fool's Day.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw this.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, whoa.
Yeah, people got super offended by it. And
you're offended?
Super offended.
I said congratulations to her.
Because they thought I was like completely like trying to downplay women who can't have babies or people who can't get pregnant.
Oh,
such a stretch.
Jesus.
Such a stretch, number one. And everybody was like, take it down. And I was like, I'm never going to take this picture down. Number one, this is my humor. Number two, it's April Fool's Day. And if I take it down, it'd be admitting that I did something wrong and malicious when I didn't. I made a joke and y'all can chill.
Also, yeah, no, that's, I don't know.
I would never. My sister had a miscarriage. Yeah. I've had so many family members that struggle with infertility. I would never make a joke out of that. I was making a joke out of the most joked about thing on April Fool's Day.
Kind of like, not as even a joke, more as like, hey, this is sarcasm, obviously.
And it's...
You should know immediately.
It's April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
No one's born.
No one's pregnant.
God.
Wait, what would it be?
I wonder how many people have died on April Fool's Day because they're trying to call for help.
Oh, ouch. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I get dark? It's kind of
funny.
No, it
makes sense.
Right? It's dark, yeah, but also I'm very curious. Is you?
It was that post.
Happy Fool's Day, you guys, and I'm pregnant or whatever. Oh, I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I didn't see this one.
Yeah.
And I'm pregnant or whatevers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so, and it's, that's another problem too I have. If they're saying, yeah, you're punching down at women who can't have babies, you're so obviously joking. You're so obviously not pregnant.
And two, what?
Dude.
In no way is it like, ha, you can't have babies.
I know.
Is there a word for that? Because there's something about that. Like, that's
called a stretch.
Oh my God.
Stop it. It's a joke.
Yeah.
It also makes sense, people being born on, getting pregnant on, or being born on April Fool's, because that would be July 4th.
Mm.
And yeah, people doing stuff on July 4th.
Yeah, you don't know.
There's probably a lot of people born in August 1st. I don't know. I think...
Or you learn pregnant on August 1st.
I don't think we'll ever understand the PC culture.
What's PC?
Politically correct. But the people who get upset about certain things, some are justifiable. But I got backlash today because in my cooking video, I wasted eggs. And the whole food, like, I didn't eat any of it, and I wasted it. And being homeless before, I of all people should know. And I'm like, oh, but I'm giving thousands to charity.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And what do they expect you to do? Like, I will Zamboni this egg off the counter for you. You're so right. I'm so sorry. It's just, it's a slippery slope fallacy is what it is. It's, if it starts here, where's end?
Exactly. You know what I mean? I'm scared.
Yeah. No, yeah, because the first backlash you told me about was not the ladybugs, but something more
cappuccino.
Ridiculous. Some insects. No, not the cappuccino, because I could see where
I
people
could see the cappuccino one, too.
What cappuccino one?
The cappuccino. The cat shit coffee or whatever?
The cat poop coffee.
The cat poop coffee.
The oysters.
I could see how... Oh, and what was the oysters thing?
Shucking the oysters. And then the ladybugs.
Oh, that's what it was. It was the ladybugs. It was someone saying, stop using insects for likes.
Or animals.
So
animals.
Using animals for likes. Yeah. I'm like, that's a stretch.
Oh, no. The pit bull.
I did a pit bull one.
The
people
pit bull
didn't like
one.
That, though.
Yeah. But it's like he was talking about them in a positive light, though.
But what happened? You, like, acted afraid or something?
No.
I physically was afraid. Because I'm afraid to do it because people will take it wrong.
No. I mean, in this context, I'm not going to cut it and post it anywhere. They'll hear the entire context up to it.
No, I'm just saying people are going to get upset about just this clip. Because in the clip, the story was I saw a grandma, like an older woman, very frail, next to a gigantic pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm going to be terrified just because of...
That's just size. It's the same size as you.
Like, you can't control if it does try to bite. Mm-hmm. I'd be afraid. I'm afraid if tiny dogs are off their leash because they bite at your ankles.
Yeah. I'm afraid of kids off their leashes, dude.
Yeah. And that was just what I was afraid of because I was like, if it were a small dog, I'd be afraid too. You can't grab that dog. But she walked by, tugged his collar just because he was like going towards me. Mm-hmm. Not to bite, but probably to smell.
Yeah.
And just a little...
Ultimate control.
Ultimate control. And I was like, that was the most well-trained dog I've ever seen. And I got the biggest backlash from that.
Yeah. But it was also one of those posts where I was like, I'm going to let y'all handle that one. Because there were so many people being like, that's so selfish. Like, how dare you? But there was also a bunch of people like...
About the babies?
Yeah.
And the babies?
Yeah. And there was also some people like, she's...
You got pregnant?
No, her April Fool's thing.
No, but there were also some people that were like...
That's very insensitive to the kid that's not in the womb. That hypothetical kid you made up now doesn't exist because you made it up. And you killed that baby, basically.
I don't understand it.
Dude, it's people who want to be mad or people who've been burned in certain ways.
Yeah.
No, because if it's that far of a stretch, if that is such a stretch. There's some stretches like the cat poop coffee, I can understand.
I totally understand that one.
Right? Yeah. There are animals that are being hurt to get this cat through. You didn't know, so they shouldn't take it out on you. If they're just informing you, cool. Some people will probably dicks about it, so they can just calm down on that front.
True.
The pit bull, you didn't know, but also it was phrase and pause like, you couldn't know. You couldn't know that. You just learned a valuable lesson. Don't talk about pit bulls on social media. People flip out because such a strong community behind them, right? You learn from that. This, someone's saying you're punching down at women who can't have children for making the same joke that a good quarter of the population makes every year on April Fool's.
It's the most joked about thing on April Fool's Day.
And how many people got mad?
There are websites dedicated to making fake ultrasound pictures.
How many people got mad?
And people got so mad.
How many people got mad?
How many people?
Yeah.
Like, shit, like, I don't know.
Like, were most of
like,
them mad?
No. Most of them calmed down. But I got 157 comments on this picture, and that was when I was not getting that many comments on pictures at all.
That's also
and
shitty. I should be like, oh, I'm being popular. Oh, yeah. Everyone hates me.
That's and the first time I got popular.
What?
Go ahead.
It was about, what were you going to say?
The first time I ever got popular was two times, and they were massively just disliked.
I thought I was knitting in Southern Guy.
Mm-mm.
What was it?
I did the cold water challenge. 24-hour cold water challenge. And I did Google Translate Rap God by Eminem. Massive dislike to like ratio. Like, no likes. Zero. This guy's trash. You're garbage. Quit YouTube. Kill yourself. Die. And then same thing. The first two times I went viral were massive.
That's
horrible.
Kind of funny that you went viral in the opposite direction. I didn't know you could do that.
I did.
I hated it.
I didn't know the algorithm allowed that.
That's why I took a break for a couple years.
Did you really? Oh, so it was like a long time ago.
Yeah, like 2013.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you came back by force.
Yeah.
And reposted the same videos.
I should have.
You should repost them now. I mean, I bet they're horrible, but they're not like...
I deleted them. I deleted a bunch of videos off my channel. Because once I started making money, I was afraid that any of those copyrights would get me in trouble and they'd shut my channel down.
Mm.
So out of fear, I deleted like 50 videos.
Wow.
That sucks. What were you going to say, babe? We went on a tangent.
I forgot.
Something about you had 150 comments.
Oh, yeah, I had 150 comments. I think maybe like 50 of them were negative. So like a third.
Ouch.
Like a third.
That's a lot.
That's hurtful.
It's weird that you had the only, because I've actually never heard anyone doing that on Impulse Fools, like attacking someone for making that joke.
I know.
So it's like you got the only 50 people in the whole world who are just luckily scrolling through a feed and you popped onto their feed. I'm like, yes. Yes.
Finally. They're just gripping their keyboards at 12 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
12:01.
12:01. Yes. How serious question. Have either of you ever wanted to start a fake account and just do the same thing? Just troll people and be like, get real PC and say what you want to say?
Oh, and be like, oh, we found a fake account?
I've never.
No, like act like you're a real person go to people and then just start stuff.
I am a real person.
That's hilarious.
Oh, just like troll?
I've never thought of that.
Yeah, create a fake Twitter, go onto your picture and say, how dare you, as a horrible human being you are, to do something, to act like you're pregnant.
Oh, start stuff on your own page.
No, post on hers. All you do is just troll people.
Oh, that's horrible.
You ever thought of that?
I wonder if that's what they were doing.
Sometimes I wonder.
I personally wouldn't do it.
Do people do this?
But I get how some people would get their jollies off.
Yeah.
Because some girl literally commented back to one of the main girls that was like, how fucking dare you? I'm just still grieving over the loss of my child. She was going at it. And some girl was like, she literally has already said her piece. She's not going to take this post down. You need to calm down. And she literally replied with, no, I'm still going to be angry.
Just go through life like that. That's okay. Fair.
That's fine.
I'm afraid of where it's going to go. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I feel like that's how comedy will die.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. I think I know where you're going with this. And well, this is just my theory. I feel like we have a lot same theories on a lot of stuff. Tell me you agree with this. It's the slippery slope fallacy. If we let some things go, when does it stop?
Yeah.
So with comedy, I can't remember his name. He died recently, unfortunately. Big black guy. He did a lot of the roasts.
I gotta fetish myself. MC something?
Oh, man.
I don't.
It'll come to me. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Thank you. Yeah, when you figure it out, let me know. I can't believe I forgot his name. Sorry, I didn't Jeffrey last night.
God.
It's all Jeffrey.
So his theory is, and he goes on, I love going watching his interviews. Like, he goes on to the news, and he always is the one who goes and kind of defends other comedians getting slashed in the press for bad jokes that were kind of way too offensive. He's the first person to go and agree to an interview to be like the liaison for all comedians.
Yeah.
And he's such a good debater. He's super funny, and he just kind of crushes everyone's logic. And there's this one, everyone's so angry. Everyone, you know, attacking some comedian who makes a joke. It's also funny, just attacking a comedian. Like, hey, by the way, if you're offended, don't worry. I was joking. The entire time. It's my career.
Yeah.
And then so he'll come on and defend everyone. And they'll be so adamant. So adamant. There was one lady who came on and was flipping out because some comedian made a joke about the sexual move called, like, the pirate or something. It's like when you come in your girl's eye and then kick her in the shin. So she goes,
And that was one of his big jokes.
That was one of his big jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, because he was defending himself in this interview then.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he defended himself.
Amy Schumer stole that joke from him.
Amy Schumer stole every joke, dude.
Yeah, she did.
You can find a quick cut of all of her stolen jokes, and like most of them are verbatim.
Oh, I watched them.
Oh, it's ruthless. It's like cringy. Nice. So, but it's just logic is so sound, and I agree to a sense. I think his theory is that you can't draw the line anywhere. Comedians should be allowed to make any joke they want, no matter how offensive, because that's their career. And then she said, well, what defines a comedian? And he goes, well, out of the two of us, let's just say it's me.
Makes sense.
And I was like, damn straight. She goes, well, where's the line there? And that's like the one point where I was like, all right, fair enough. Some guy could be walking around screaming the N-word and be like, I'm a comedian. It's a joke.
No, if you're getting paid for it, if people are saying, hey, we're going to pay money to come see you make us laugh. Yeah, because I'm afraid that you and me are we're the epitome of the person that a comedian wants to see in the crowd. But we're also the opposite, because we don't laugh at jokes, but we don't get offended at anything.
Yeah, it's true. So we're like neutral zones for comedians.
Yeah.
I laugh sometimes to show support.
I will sometimes.
I will, like, yeah. If I hear a dead audience, I'll try to laugh. You'll get to hear my fake laugh if we go to like a comedy show together. You'll get to hear my actual fake laugh.
Babe, do you ever get Jeffrey at anything? If a comedian says anything, Jeffrey?
Does Russell your Jeffries?
No, because I know that's their job, is to make me laugh. I don't care what you do. I get offended at, like, the people that's not their job that are saying asshole things. You know what I'm saying? Get mad at those people. A comedian is trying to make you laugh. They're trying to make a joke.
I can very confidently say I have never been offended by a comedian's joke, ever.
No.
I don't think I ever have. Listen to Jimmy Carr once, and then if that's how you know.
I like Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr has the most offensive joke in the world. Self-proclaimed, but whatever.
See, I stifled myself earlier, and brings me back to this point where I agree with everything. I forgot his name. It's killing me inside.
It is not coming to me.
Oh, I hope I remember by the end of the podcast. I agree with everything he says, but the one catalyst to that is that there are a lot of jokes I refuse to make. I will make because I don't feel comfortable saying them, and I know it's possible someone might get offended.
Exactly.
So I don't do them.
Yeah, but you can appreciate it.
Oh my God, I appreciate it. The hell of it when any other comedians are. I'm like, also, I'm glad you have the balls to do that. I'm glad you just really don't care about people's feelings because some people need their feelings hurt.
Yeah, like I don't remember. I saw somebody at the Comedy Spot and he was roasting a painting, but then he went quickly into his set and he said something about his own mom that I was like,
made you blush.
Damn. And I couldn't be mad at it even if I wanted to, though, because the way he did it, it was so well crafted. It was so genius. And even the way he tied in the whole story together, I was like, dude.
It's an art form.
It's an art form. I wouldn't want Autumn making that same joke.
Charlie Murphy's dead?
He's been dead.
Died a while ago.
I didn't know that.
Charlie Murphy.
I didn't know he died.
I feel like there's a subtext to a lot of, like, in the inner comedian world, there's a subtext to it, and it's kind of like how you can judge each other's salt is how much you can get away with doing or saying on stage and get away with it. Kind of like, oh, the audience is eating this up. How is he doing this to the audience right now? You know what I mean? That's like, I don't know. That's something I always thought about in my head and me and my friends kind of do sometimes where we go on stage and we try to push the limits. And like if you're charming enough and you make it work and a bit is good enough, you could say damn near anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy who said something so hard about his mom made you blush, but he tied it into the story. It's like it's art.
It was one of the best jokes.
I think if you get offended by anything,
fuck you.
Probably don't go to a comedy show.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand that.
No. It's those people, though, the ones who are most offended all the time that purposely go to comedy shows to be offended.
To be offended. It's almost like you go to get triggered.
Like, you like to play the victim?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not saying, like, they're, like, they go there looking for trouble. They just naturally put themselves in positions where they get to be the victim, where they get to stand up for defending a smaller people that actually don't exist. You're just being an asshole.
I was in a show. This is a perfect example. I was in a show. And I made out hard with Amy on stage. And we were making, because we were the couple that just went at it because we were spoofing the couple that wouldn't have sex with each other. So we were going at it on stage. And I took my nephew and my niece to that show. And then somebody complained to Brian right after that show because they were like, hey, like, I just brought my kids out to watch the show. And then Brian was like, why did you take your kids out to watch a show?
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't say that to them, but Brian was like, hey, I got a complaint, but I just want you to know I don't give a fuck.
Nice.
And in my head, I was thinking, as my 13 and 12-year-old niece were front and center.
Dying laughing. So that's good kids right there. Those are good kids.
Making
the
them proud.
Yeah. But even if Brian would have been Patrice O'Neal. Thank God.
Oh, God. Ooh, I'm not going to lie to you. I was completely listening to everything we were talking about, but a quarter, like 25% of my brain, the back left one, furthest away from you guys, was constantly racking my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's like 1/8 of an orgasm.
I was about to say, I feel like you guys just came.
I was in mid-sentence.
Mid-Jeffrey.
You were mumbling something, weren't you? I thought that was all part of the one sentence. No.
Mid-Jeffrey.
I was going to say, before I rudely interrupted myself with accurate information, if Brian would have let that slide, then that's what you're saying. You let one thing go, like saying, hey, maybe don't do that on stage anymore.
Yeah.
Then, well, you don't have a comedy show anymore.
Right. Go ahead.
Because then it's, you know, someone got upset because you said the F word too much. Okay, no cursing.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from there.
It keeps going. It's what happens. They just start walking all over you. No, that's totally the thing right there. If you start the line somewhere, it just keeps getting pushed back further and further because, well, we already pushed it these three places and we pushed it for those three people. How can we not push back for this one person?
Exactly. I have gotten, I think, maybe three comments of, hey, I'm here for your reviews. I just really wish you didn't curse. And then I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm not going to please you in that aspect. And then I link them to people that do awesome beauty reviews.
Oh, that's nice.
That do not curse.
That's very nice way to handle
because
that.
Because I'm not going to change for anybody. That's my name on that header. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
Do you bleep your curses or do you leave them in?
So, whatever I want. Nice. Sometimes I bleep them and sometimes I won't, but I really don't know. It's whatever sounds funnier to me.
Because
sometimes the bleep is funnier.
I agree.
Yeah, sometimes the bleep is funnier.
Did they demonetize you?
I've not gotten demonetized.
They could.
What? But then just don't?
I don't think
YouTube won't.
Oh, okay.
YouTube's pretty good about that.
I haven't gotten demonetized on anything.
Oh, okay. Not even Facebook?
No.
Oh, yeah. You said your most popular video is when you curse the worst, huh? What's happening?
I've been demonetized so many times on Facebook.
For, like, asinine reasons, too.
Yup.
I bet you could say asinine in a video and they'll think you said ass and demonetize you.
I don't know. I chose YouTube as my platform. Like, I chose to have, like, my... Because you remember, like, YouTube literally was, like, YouTube, broadcast yourself.
As growing up, we're like, I want to be a YouTuber. Yeah.
No, like, I'm going to broadcast me. It's my name on that header.
I like that.
That's me. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, you don't have to.
Change the channel.
I literally am like, here, Tati Westbrook, super family-friendly, amazing YouTuber. Enjoy. I watch her. I love her. But I'm not going to do my videos like her. That's not dope. My steez. She will never, ever, ever cuss on her channel. And that's okay. It's okay.
I don't think I've ever gone to a YouTube channel and left in the comments like, hey, first time, love your stuff. Just wish you would change this about yourself.
Right?
Dude, isn't that so
the
crazy?
The balls on some people, dude. I swear.
Go find someone who fits your thing then.
Yeah.
It's, you know what it is? It's definitely... older people.
It's a sense of
it's
like
definitely older people. I think it's just, I don't know, it's
but you know what I've also come to figure out, it's those people that also will stay on your channel and then get super like entitled to, okay, now do this, now no post, now no give me more videos like this, and it's like no.
I always just say okay and do what they ask.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be that way as
I'm
well.
I'm very people right pleaser.
I can't relate to that.
I go
all
out of my way and ask them what they want from me, actually. I'm not even joking right now.
That's the reason I would be a horrible stand-up comic.
I can't relate.
Is because stand-up comics, typically, you have to talk about the things people don't talk about. Mm-hmm. And it's crude stuff. And I don't like confrontation.
No, you do not.
So I get one person who says, oh.
You go, oh!
I'm done. I'm leaving.
What do you want from me?
I wouldn't be a good stand-up
comic. Hey, everybody. I flew out of this person's house. They commented. It was all right, a video.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's say hi. What could I do better?
Teach me to be better.
Fix me.
I don't know. I've just never had a people-pleaser mentality. So I really can't relate.
I have a tough time with this, actually. I don't like because I'm a people-pleaser or a... There's no word for it, but it's like a worse word. It sounds negative because it's like you're you placate, not placating people, but you're like, there's a worse word than people pleaser. You know what I'm talking about? Same alley.
People pleaser.
No.
I don't know.
Let's use people pleaser. But people pleaser, because people pleaser is too neutral. That could be positive or negative, taken either way. There's one word that's like it's meant to be negative. Like, oh, you will do anything to make everyone happy. I grew up in improv. And the whole thing is to make sure everyone in the group is okay.
Right.
So I handle things kind of... I see everything that happens like subcutaneously, right? I hear the subtext in conversations. And I know when things can be called out or not. But most of the time, other people don't notice it. And so I'll purposely kind of keep it buried. Am I making sense right now?
Yes, I do the same thing.
Okay, right. And you just kind of like move along and change subjects, change the...
not in improv, focus. But like in like a group setting. Yeah. 100%.
You try to change the focus, but like try to protect the herd, right?
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Say someone says something that's way wrong, or they mispronounce something and they just keep going.
Yeah.
Or they say, oh, this person did that. And like very confidently, I just go along with it. Like,
Oh, yeah.
I know who you're talking about anyway.
Yeah,
what's the
for
point
sure.
of correcting you in front of everyone?
Dude, I hate that, dude. I hate that.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I
understand that 1,000%.
People read it on my face. I think I have a tell in my eyes where like they'll misuse a word or something, and I'll just stare on, but they'll come and be like, oh, and they'll fix me like I misused that word. Like, no, I know what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Keep going.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I knew what you meant to say.
Yeah,
keep
like
going.
Don't be a dick.
Like even people, even as far as text messaging or writing a message, like the people who are like, I'm so autocorrect. I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, I could read it.
Yeah.
You spelled 30% of the words wrong. We I know what you're saying.
We have the same autocorrect algorithm. I've done the same thing 1,000 times, bud.
I can't spell cucumber either for some reason.
I know what you tried to meant when it came up as duck. I get it. It's fine.
Banana. B-A-N-A-N-N-A-A. Fuck.
Mrs.
Milkshakes.
Yeah.
Boys and yarns.
No, I get that, but that's not... I think that's just being a nice person. I think agree. That's people-pleasing.
I don't think I'm a people-pleaser then.
No.
What do you...
What do you mean?
I'm thinking there's two different
there
types.
There is.
There are. I don't know the other word. There needs to be a better word for this. I've been looking for my entire life. I haven't found.
I think my side of it is I don't think I'm a people pleaser. I think I just don't want confrontation and mm-hmm. I don't want to choose it.
Yeah.
So if someone's mad at me, oh yeah, you're right. If someone's laughing, thank you.
But not always, babe.
Not always. I'll stand up for myself sometimes. Yeah. But most of the time, I'm like, it's not worth
it's
my energy.
It's not worth your peace, yeah. That's how I am, too.
Yeah.
It's not so much as like...
I should kill myself.
Yeah, it's not... I don't know. I've never really been the type of person, like, to get set off really easily. I'm just not.
I didn't used to be.
Because, again, if it's not worth my peace, fam, like, that's too much. I don't want that. I'd rather just keep it chill and keep it moving. And I am the one in my family that's like, you guys, fucking calm down. And I will change the subject quickly. I will move to different topics just so everybody in the room is comfortable. Because I am the only one in my family that is like this. If everybody could argue all the time in my family, they would.
And they try, God
and
knows.
Yeah, I am the calm. I would say me and probably my brother Justin are like, no, not the ones.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
I just don't give a shit.
I have always wanted to be the person that could just not give a shit. That is for sure not me.
Ooh, opposite side of the coin, do tell.
I lack the capability to not give a shit. Even when it seems like I'm not giving a shit, I'm working really hard to make you think I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
So if there's like, if I see something that needs confrontation, if there's like someone being passive aggressive or like kind of being snide, especially in a group setting, because they think they're wronged, especially directly at me, I call it out into the open so everyone can hear it.
Oh, I stay away from people like you.
I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but dude, it's just, I mean, that kind of thing bothers me. But because everyone, that's the thing too, though, is everyone picks up on it. Everyone goes, oh, there's something happening between those two.
They can feel it.
They can feel, everyone feels it. That's mm-hmm. the worst part. Everyone feels it, mm-hmm. and then everyone kind of goes silent, and no one says anything. And a big part of improv is called the unusual, right?
Yeah.
I was born doing that. So I don't call unusual like, hey, motherfucker, what do you mean by that? I just kind of go, oh, I'm sorry. By this, did you mean this? And I was pointing out exactly, because I know what they're upset about, what they think they're upset about. Like, is this what you mean by that? And then they always back down. But now, the dirty laundry's aired out.
Yeah.
If you just keep everyone on the same page, there's nothing to hide ever. There's no reason to be shitty to each other. Just be honest with each other.
True.
Yeah.
I like that.
So there's that side of me. That's the positive side of the coin. Here's the negative. So, if someone wrongs me really badly, I can't just be like, you know what? They weren't worth my time in the first place. My brain doesn't work like that.
No, you go to destroy them.
No.
That's me.
Oh, Jesus, dude. See, I avoid people like you.
We are not a good match, Cam.
No. This one conversation ruins our entire, like,
I don't like you.
No, it's in a much more positive light where I'm saying I can't even give a shit. Like, if a girlfriend, I've had a bunch of girlfriends cheat on me, unfortunately. I don't know what it is. And the girlfriend cheats on me, right? I can't just be like, well, that was a sign that they weren't worth it in the first place and they're not worth my time. I will work extra hard to get in super good shape, to post every day on Instagram story of fun things, go out of my way to go have fun with friends just so I post knowing they'll see it. How dark is that? That is the definition of giving a
that
shit.
Is
that's
so,
in everybody.
That's so feminine of you.
I know. It's petty as shit.
That's something
it's like petty positive.
I lack.
It's like petty positive in a sense, because here's the way I look at it. Yeah, it comes out of shitty motives, but if I'm going every day to work out, and I'm going every day to hang with my friends, and I'm going every day to do cool things, one day, soon, it's sooner than I always think it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
one day I'm just going and working out and doing cool things to hang with my
just
friends without thinking about them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like fake it till you make it.
I was about to say, you got to fake it till you make it. I get that aspect, but I
came on real strong, so it sounded real negative.
That's the most feminine thing about you, Cam. Damn.
That in your thighs.
Yeah, that in my bodacious C cups.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't. I can't not give a shit. I care about who I care about, and so if they wrong me, I'm like, well, you can't win.
Why try?
Yeah.
Like, the best revenge is great success.
Yeah.
That's something I hold close to my heart.
I do that as well.
Yeah.
I think you said it right. Everyone has a little bit in them. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how much you let it affect you.
I let mine go, because when I was younger, I didn't like it. If you said something funny to me, like at me, making fun of me, and other people laughed.
Right.
Like if you had the crowd.
Oh yeah, it feels bad.
I'm gonna destroy you.
Oh god. Oh yeah, and you were like, you've never there wasn't a Yo Mama joke contest that you couldn't win.
Yeah.
So you've always been a sharp kid.
And it was always quick witted, and then it just kept getting meaner and meaner and meaner, and it's till I win. And then
until
I eventually
crying. No, it doesn't stop when you win.
No.
It stops when they're crying.
No, I go the next day, do the same thing. But
oh god, knock on the door. Hi, is Billy home?
Yo Mama's not home. I don't remember when I stopped doing that, but I'm not that way anymore. Like, sometimes I'll do it jokingly.
Right.
If I know someone's, like, well-equipped to be witty back.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone makes fun of me, I'm just going to take it, and it's going to hurt me, and I'm going to think about it all day.
Does it really hurt you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get really, really offended.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when
no, if it's mean. If we're in a play area to where, like, I'm going to hit you back with something.
Right. Which we do all the time.
Which I love.
I wanted to make sure that I wasn't slowly killing you.
No. And I love, like, the banter between us. But if it's a random person, like that girl who came up to you out of nowhere and was just like, your neck-to-head ratio, that would have hurt me. I wouldn't have said anything. I just would have avoided her the rest of my life.
See, in that story, what did I do? I didn't say anything. I just went, oh, well, fuck that. I'm walking this way, dude. I'm not dealing with this. But then, yeah, I was like, why? And then it did bother me. And then we actually challenged each other to a roast-off.
I like that. Good way to settle it.
Right? We never actually did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know. I'm glad I changed, because that's just a very negative place to be. Especially online.
Oh, God, yeah.
Lord, that's where a lot of these people get. Where you do something and someone leaves you a mean comment. Boom. You just let them have it.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you're not good at it. So they hit you with something else and you're done and you look stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a dangerous game online for sure.
It is.
You got time to think.
Because everybody has a comeback.
Oh, yeah. And we're also good in person. We can crush anyone in person. But online, we don't know what kind of insane person's in their basement just waiting, like baiting people.
What I love is when, say, you do something, someone gets upset, they leave you a comment. Let's use the baby thing, your April Fool's joke.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I'm just getting over, you know, this, and this. And then the person responds offended and is like, you don't know my life. I have 7 children and I've lost 4. Blah, blah, blah. I've been through it. Okay. And then they come back. I've had 12 children.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way you just lived one up to me.
That's why I don't even entertain it. That's why I said that was a comment section that was very much, I saw people going at it from all directions, and I said my one thing, and I literally was like, I did not mean to offend anybody. This is my humor. This is my joke. I left it at that, and I said, I am not taking this post down. Enjoy it for what it is.
And that's why Jeffrey,
fucking joke.
Jeffrey came to you. He felt it.
Felt that energy.
What do you know about miscarriages? And then they always know something about it, mm-hmm. no matter who you're arguing with, because you can't fact check online.
I don't know. That was something that I got a lot of messages from people like, I hope you're okay. I hope, like, hey, don't get discouraged. And I was like, you guys, this is nothing.
Send that to my boyfriend. He's discouraged.
Yeah.
I literally could. No. I just, my only thing was, I'm not taking this post down. That's one thing I stuck to my guns about. Because that would be admitting that I was being malicious or that I did do something wrong. And I was like, I did nothing wrong.
You'd be admitting to guilt.
Exactly. I did nothing wrong. That's my humor. And if y'all aren't here for it, please leave, because I do not want any more of those comments.
Fucking a third of your comments were just like, and it was the same idea, was like, you're punching down at women who can't have kids.
Yeah.
Or women who've lost kids.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Nuts.
It's ridiculous.
I'm actually at this podcast. I want to do it right now because I want to bring the mood down, but I'm going to read all those comments. I just can't believe you. There's a third of it. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way there's 50. There's no way there's that many stupid people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like that dumb. Oh, it's a special breed of dumb. That's, we talked about pet peeves a couple podcasts ago. That's one of them. Someone makes absolutely no sense and they stand, it's like the hill they're going to die on, but the hill doesn't exist. They're making up a hill and they're the only one standing on it.
Yeah.
They're protecting
nothing.
They're
not defending anyone else on the hill.
But they paint themselves as the hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're making shit up. And then they're using you to get what they want, like the hero. They're throwing you under the bus and saying, this is what you meant by this.
You know what I think they want?
What?
I think it's that one person who gets like, hey, how dare you slander women who, you know, can't have babies. And then that reply, yes, totally agree. And that's fuel.
It's validation.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
It's validation.
And then you're like, I'm the person who
because,
brought
and
it
you
up.
Know, and you know what happened? And this is the most beautiful thing that happened. Is the first woman who commented offended was actually really nice about it. And it was one of those people that was like, hey, just so you know, this I know this is a funny joke to you, but it can be misconstrued in this way. And I personally messaged her because I had already been following her. Personally messaged her and I was like, hey, I want you to know I appreciate you bringing that to light into my attention. I probably will never make this joke again, but this is my sense of humor and I didn't mean it. And she was like, no, I understand. And then that lady that started off, because that's the lady that people were like, yeah, what she said, she was like, you guys, we just talked about it. We squashed our beef. I love her. And I was like, please keep going.
Wow.
Please keep going. Please.
All it takes is one psychopath
to agree.
Yeah, to agree. Because the first person's just out of their goddamn minds.
I haven't entertained drama. I didn't even entertain drama in high school. You think I'm gonna entertain it now?
You can't now. It's your life.
Yeah.
It's your livelihood.
Not really, because I don't attract it, and I don't entertain it. That's the last time that's happened. And when things go off in my videos now, if I say one thing, it's usually just that one, loner boner comment. That's just sitting there.
You know what I hate?
Without
go ahead. I know you have
without entertainment.
I'm sorry. I just can't stop thinking about that one woman on your post. Yeah, the quick mix we made of our very first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That one woman who was just like, those. Huh?
I didn't read those.
Oh, don't. You'll get so hurt.
I know.
Yeah. Because you can take them and make fun of you, but yeah, they're like.
But if they're about my girlfriend.
And me. Myself, yeah.
I
your boyfriend.
Cry on the inside, my boyfriend. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That one, I just, it took everything in me. I did so well for so long. People were just giving their opinions. Some were a little meaner, some were not, right? I told this like fucking five times. God damn it. One more time, quick ran through.
She probably watches the podcast. She's just like, every time.
Yeah.
I can't watch this without y'all bashing me.
Yeah, exactly. Or she's like, hey, he still thinks about me.
I'm a sick freak.
Oh, God. She's just starting shit. Just to start shit.
I'm a baby girl, too.
Oh.
There's so much of that too, dude. Unfortunately,
what
people just want to
start shit.
Just to start shit.
Like that guy who hides behind a fake account and just post to post.
I will never understand that. I will never understand petty. I will never understand. I don't get it.
Like the guy who says, not funny.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I hate that. That's so funny. I think those do for some reason. I don't bother me, but like if something were to bother me, that would be the idea of one simply because those ones are just so minimal effort. Also, is not funny.
No punctuation.
No punctuation.
You didn't
no capitalization.
Even capitalize the N.
Yeah.
No need.
Facebook does that for you.
It.
You went back and uncapitalized it.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. You purposely, to keep your aesthetic all low caps, you worked for this. You worked to look like you're not working.
You thought it was good. Both of your opinions, because maybe people in the comment section as well, because if I read one thing I like to do is have my coffee in the morning, read my comments and reply. I love it. But if the first thing I read in my day is a negative comment, my sister's calling, I would not have a good day. I won't film. It happened to me this morning. I had plenty of time to film.
It was the very first comment you read was bad?
No, if any of the comment, like the first thing of my day is reading a negative comment, I'm not going to be able to film.
It's dangerous to read comments the very morning then, dude.
I know, I keep telling him.
That's what I was like, yeah, understandable. But I'm dead tired at night.
And yeah, then, that's fair.
Like, what do I have no time then.
Yeah.
I don't open up my comment section. I don't open up my comment section. Just so I can kind of know I'm going to have a positive start to my morning. I don't open up my comment section until I'm done filming my video of the day.
And I hate that because sometimes I'll film at 7 at night. And
you'll just stumble in your comment section delirious.
Yeah.
Like Woody coming out of that bank.
Yeah.
Hey.
I should try that. I don't know.
I don't, because also.
It could be like a before bed thing, dude.
It's one of those things that's like, I can't, like, I'm just not the best person at not being able to take stuff home. That's why I had to. Okay. I can deal with mean comments all day long. I don't care. Those, I don't entertain them. But like people who, because I would open my messages, because I would have coffee and open up my messages of people that would be like, hey, you pulled me out of a depression after I lost my daughter. Right. And I'd be like, dude, fuck, I cannot take this to work with me. You know what I mean?
Oh, like the emotional stuff?
Yeah, like I couldn't try to be funny after reading that somebody just lost their daughter or hey, I'm going through something and it's like, yeah, it's a positive life, but it's still like, it's something that I can't.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
No, it's really hard to deal with.
It's rough. And that's why I had to stop doing that in the morning.
Dude.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm so torn because like it's
wait, the comments thing?
Yeah. It's my heart.
You know what I think it is? I'm going to call you out right now. I think it's a double-edged sword right here. I think you like reading comments in the morning because you like hearing the positive stuff. It gets you going.
You know what? Spot on.
Pumps up the ego just a little. Just enough to get you up. Just get you going. Get your coffee. You're spot on. Get your ego bumped a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But God forbid there's a bad comment in there on the intranet. Then everything's ruined. I know the feeling exactly, dude.
100%.
Yeah.
You nailed it. I just want to find a way to where I could have read that comment and either glossed over it, handled it, and still had a fire to, because I didn't care to read any more comments after that, and I did it.
Maybe we should try to find a way to positively deal with this.
I
think at one point you got to take care of yourself. If there's no other way to do it, clap back, dude.
Yep.
I got an idea this morning for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that hit me was, how about anytime you read a negative comment, and you get, because you know you read a negative comment, and you're like, I don't feel like doing anything.
Right.
You're just down.
Yes.
I said, well, the thought hit me. Why don't every time you get that feeling from a comment, do something productive? So, like, immediately. So I was like, okay. So I read the comment, and I was like, I don't want to do anything, and then went live on Instagram.
And how'd you feel going live, though? Did you feel shaky or what? Did you feel better right when you went live?
No, I felt better immediately.
Empowered.
Yeah. But I think just taking action instead of just wallowing in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh totally.
You cannot wallow in it.
It's hard to not wallow sometimes.
But it's difficult. That's one thing I talked to his mom about, because she literally is so good at like protecting her energy.
Oh yeah.
And I need to be able to master that as well, because I'm such an empath. I almost feel like I'm a sponge to other people's, like, I knew something happened this morning, because the second you walked in, I was like, I felt your energy. I knew something had happened. And now that you're saying I read a hate comment, I was like, oh, that's it. I get it.
You're worried about like perfecting, keeping your energy safe?
Yeah. Like,
poor you. You're talking to men who literally cannot not give a shit.
Yep.
I don't know.
I need to do some growing, bro.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all do. I'm not perfect. I'm growing all the time.
Don't you lie to me.
Cam, bitch.
Don't do this.
Bitches.
Like, mom told me Santa's not real.
What? I did a tag video just quickly because I was bored.
A tag video?
A tag. Like, I was like 50 random questions tag that nobody has ever asked you. And then one of the questions was, what's something that somebody told you to believe in that you found out was bullshit? And I was like,
yourself?
No, I was like, college. That's literally the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, you're a great role model to all the kids on
I
the page.
I swear, God. Oh, Lord.
Gloria, I'm your biggest fan. I didn't go to college because of you.
Do you mind if I'm broke? I'm really broke. I had to do a lot of bad things to get by.
You'd be broker if you went to college.
Can I borrow some money? You would be, though.
You would be broker if you went to college.
Yeah, no, for a very long time.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, yeah,
for another day. For another podcast.
Lord.
Let's record through a podcast on that.
Yeah. Right. Well, tomorrow's going to be me and Gloria tell our story.
Yeah. I'm going to be getting tan, boy.
Someone said that the podcast didn't go up on YouTube.
We'll double check. A couple people were saying it didn't go up on Spotify and iTunes, but I just informed them. I just posted on different pages like, hey, it'll go up eventually. We have to post on Anchor first, and then it takes a little bit of time to jump over to Spotify and iTunes.
Makes sense. Do you guys want to try and take a picture while we're still on the...
Like, with that camera?
No, here. While we're still live, though.
Yeah. For the...
Yeah, for the thumbnail. Do you guys want to try?
How are we going to do it? With our headphones on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing a thumbnail. You'll see it.
You'll see it in a second. Damn, we're recording on three different platforms now.
There we go.
Doing a thumbnail. For all the people listening, we're recording a thumbnail you'll never see.
Oh, okay. We're going to have 10 seconds, you guys.
Time for 10 seconds?
Time for 10 seconds.
Oh, I hate when people do this because I have to look at my own face for 10 seconds and just think, like, oh, boy, just.
What are we gonna do?
Oh, scooting more, scooting more.
Oh, I have 10 seconds. I can do it. I can go to Walmart and come back.
Ready? What are we going to do? Just smile or just look serious? I panicked and did halfway between.
I don't know.
I did my natural face, which isn't pretty.
You guys want to do a 3-second one? We could.
Let's do it.
Oh, sure.
I'm holding it.
Aww.
Was it cute?
We are cute.
We're so cute.
We're a cute bunch.
I like the first one. Cam, you look like...
Yeah, I panicked.
It's a smolder panic.
Smolder?
Smolder panic.
I trust you.
I like it.
I like it.
I can't wait to see you at this one. I love your thumbnails. They're so cool.
Thanks, fam. I
save them.
What's the word going to be?
Oh, we said it earlier.
We could do PC.
Comedy is dying.
We do PC. Yeah, we do PC. What was the last one we used?
Give me a little bit more letters,
surprise,
guys.
More profanity was the last one.
More profanity?
Yeah. Surprise.
No, that was last time.
That was the last episode.
Okay.
Surprise, more profanity.
I like how we plan the title on the podcast.
I know, right?
We're letting them in on everything, okay?
Y'all get to be a part of
this
all
is BTS
of it.
Like you would not believe.
Not the Korean band.
We slowly lose our sanity.
Well, I like it.
What did we even talk about today on the podcast?
We talked about
About
so
me being
much.
Offended.
Oh, that's right. All right, Brandon. The conversation is back on you now. It's okay.
It's about time. It's okay. I've waited.
It has been... 14 minutes.
It is 3:30. We have 4:10 to be at the movies.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
you guys
what you
get out of here, dude.
That's what you picked.
We're skedaddling a little. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Everest family.
Do it in reverse.
People will come in on episode 23 and they'll be like, "I still have no idea what the podcast is called because they never finish it."
But they explain each individual title, but not their own grand title.
Can't ever that's what I think it's called.
It's all I hear is humming. And then they slowly and deliberately spell out what the name of that podcast is.
It slowly just turns into binaural beats, and that's what they are now.
Yeah, episode 400 is going to be lit. There's... I wonder if that'd be binaural from my microphone and your microphone if they had them separated.
I'm bleeding, so...
What?
What?
Demonetized!
From where?
My ears.
Oh, the binaural beats?
Yeah.
Give me a 3-letter word.
Pig.
What?
Oh, you didn't even give me a chance to...